This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart Food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
Good evening, gentle listener, and welcome to Distractable, a Wood Elf production with your hosts, Wired Wade, Bombastic Bob, and Macabre Mark. This week, the tantalizing trichotomic troupe confer concerning events, actions, and experiences that fill the pants and induce white-knuckled wariness. Yes, it's oh-shit moments. Please prepare fresh underwear and enjoy the show.
Hello, and welcome to Distractable. I will be your host today. My name is Bob, and I forgot. You know what? Can I just say this? Mm-hmm. I'm good at the format. I have fun telling stories and stuff. I'm not a good host. Am I allowed to admit that up front? I feel like I'm the worst host of the three of us. And I know we give you a lot of shit, Wade, because you're always like, hello and welcome to Distractable. You have that like kid. I still think that's preferable to me not understanding how to set anything up or start an episode or give you guys introductions or anything.
Man, this is a self-deprecating episode, I guess.
I know there's a competition between the hosts overall, too.
It's just like a sub-competition I keep in my own mind. And I'm losing, which I don't like. But
get good.
It's okay. Get good, me.
Yeah. You could just act like you want to lose the hosting position after you get it, like Wade does.
That's kind of Wade's bit, isn't it? Every episode, Wade's just like, take my points.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to win.
The world stole my hair. You can steal my format. It's fine.
Did the world steal your hair? Is that really how it works?
It did. I just got a text from Molly saying some teen's trying to get her Snapchat. So teens are trying to steal my wife. The world stole my hair. You're stealing my format. The house is stealing my water. It's whatever.
Oh, she just needs more mud.
Yeah.
Wait, my wife or the house?
All right, man.
Look, anyway, listen, if you're here, I'm sure you know, but this is Distractable. We talk about literally anything. Usually it's utter nonsense, but there's like a competition, right? I'm the host, which means I'm the judge, and I will give points, or maybe I won't, because sometimes we forget to give points, and we just pick a winner. But at the end, somebody wins, and they get the honor of hosting the next episode. Doesn't really matter, but that's the pretext that brought us all together. Mm-hmm. And traditionally, we start this with, like, you know, small talk or something. So how's everyone's dogs?
Oh, they're good.
We all have dogs, right?
Yeah.
Ginger keeps shitting in the house.
Ooh, bad dog.
The house is trying to steal her shit.
Oh, God. The carpet, it's eating it.
Is your carpet growing? Is it getting stronger?
It's getting replaced whenever I'm actually able to save up some money from all this stupid... Have we talked much since I had to replace 5 toilets?
Wait, what? When did you have to replace 5 toilets?
That's like all the toilets at your house.
Yeah.
For some reason in Ohio, some of these houses are built. They're like 3 bedrooms, but they're like, you know what? You need 5 bathrooms. And everyone's like, oh man, 5 bathrooms. I had 5 bathrooms. No, you don't. You don't wish you had 5 bathrooms.
Everyone in Ohio only eats junk food, so they just constantly have the runs, right? So you need toilets close by in case you got a diarrhea.
I guess so. I don't know why there are so many bathrooms, but let me tell you, all that it means is literally more shit to clean. So much.
It's so bizarre. In my entire life, and I have owned a house, I have lived in apartments, I have never had a toilet break on me. I've never seen a toilet like just in my own home, at least. Just,
really?
Yeah, I've never seen a toilet shut down.
3 of the 5 have broken, and I was so mad. I was so fed up because we had water damage in the same ceiling that Mormid guy was. I was just like, you know what? I'm done. I don't care what it costs. I called and I was like, bring me 5 toilets. Install them. Do my bidding today. Like, oh, we can do it tomorrow. I was like, fine, tomorrow. I literally replaced every toilet in the house because I was just like, I'm so fed up. I'm tired of like every 6 months finding more water damage. They're like, we replaced the spickety spookity inside the backity backity. You won't have any more drips. It's like, oh, well, fuck right off. Because I will.
That plumber who talks like that is definitely a key component of your problem, I think. If you paid a guy to come into your house and he was all, ooh, the spickity spookity at the back of the back. That's a red flag, Wade. That's a bad start. Okay?
Yeah, that's no good.
Yeah. How did we get on this angry topic?
I asked about your dog. I don't know, man. Yeah, okay.
I'm good, Bob. The dogs are great.
God damn. Like it's my fault.
Dogs are great.
Yeah, my dogs are good. They're coming to set every day. They're getting lots of love.
Your dogs are adorable.
Yes, thank you.
I don't know how my dog is because I abandoned my child. I abandoned my boy.
Man.
Like on a doorstep?
No, well, I'm in Austin, Texas right now for a quasi-extended stay doing a thing. Mm-hmm. You know, just some dumb shit or whatever. I don't know. But
I like Austin.
Yeah, it's a good town, except that it's 1,000,000 degrees and 1,000,000% humidity everywhere.
I do like not abandoning my dog more, though.
But yeah, I haven't seen Lexi in like 2 weeks. I think she's good. I think Mandy's been sending pictures. She seems alive.
Okay.
Fine.
Oh, that's good. Minimum requirements, you know.
You know what? Now that I think of it, no videos.
Weird.
She might be weekend at Burning me.
Hmm.
I'm a little concerned.
Yeah, now I am too, and I wasn't before this episode. The vibe of this episode is really strange.
Well, it's really good.
It's pretty shit.
You don't even know how shit it is, Wade. You don't even know, because that's enough small talk. It's time for the real meat and potatoes. And you know what? This week, I started off with some self-deprecation, admitting that I think I'm a subpar host at best. I have my weaknesses. You know what I'm not bad at? What I'm actually really good at is beating your asses at winning these podcast episodes. I'm too good at this shit. I'm sick of it. You guys need to bring your game, okay? You guys need to turn it up a little bit. This week, I don't have like a topic. I'm issuing a challenge. I guess if I had to give you a prompt, it would be, oh shit moments. But I'm going to start it by telling my own story, because it's a story I'm really, really proud of, and I am excited for the world to know that this happened to me. Also, I kind of hope that one specific person hears this and is like, that fucking guy. I knew I'd find you.
I've never felt more attacked in any episode of Distractible. I have no idea.
Hey, man, I'm trying to mix it up, trying to help you guys, you know.
No, I appreciate it. I think I do anyway. Continue, oh glorious judge.
Yeah, well, so I think it's pretty undeniable that I'm the greatest. And just to clear it up, I know we've talked about this before. My fridge is fine. Please stop asking. Yeah, I know. That was very funny how mad I was. It's fine. That's a long time ago now. I don't even remember.
I'm glad you cleared that up, but how's your fridge?
Don't.
This episode is brought to you by Mint Mobile. No more overpriced phone plans necessary. Big monthly bills, unexpected overages, expensive, and outdated.
Or you could stay outdated. Vintage is in.
My old phone has the perfect patina of Cheetos dust and teenage stank.
Okay, I have a better option. Mint Mobile, for a limited time, they have wireless plans that include unlimited talk, text, and data for just $15 a month. Upgrade your plan today at Mint Mobile. For limited time, wireless plans from Mint Mobile are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. That's unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer, go to mintmobile.com/distractible. That's mintmobile.com/distractible. mintmobile.com/distractible.
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Mint Mobile for details.
Listen, today's story starts at a very different fridge in a very different city at a very different time. When I was a sophomore in college, I lived with some roommates in an apartment, and I lived very cheaply. I did not have a lot of money. For food, I tried to buy cheap stuff. I would buy meat that was almost expired because it was like discounted. I was broke, but I was cheap. I was trying to live on the cheap. And my favorite thing to do was to get ground beef that was like just about to expire, because they mark that shit down. They basically give it away. And ground beef could be anything. You can make chili, you can make burgers, you make all kinds of good stuff. One of my favorites was to make like a bolognese, right? Get some ground beef, just sort of brown it up, put some tomato sauce in, cook some pasta, boom, delicious dinner. I really like to push the dates, those expiration dates. And when I was younger, I didn't understand the idea that stuff could spoil even if it was frozen.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would, a lot of the times I'd get the almost, you know, almost out of date ground meat, and I would freeze it. I'd be like, good, perfect, frozen in time. I still have exactly, you know, I have 2 days left before it expires. And this one time I did that and I like forgot about it. You know, sometimes you just find stuff like way in the back,
yeah,
underneath. I found this pack of ground meat and I could not remember when it was from. It was all freezer burned, real messed up. And I was like, sweet, it's frozen. Can't possibly have gone bad. I got a big road trip tomorrow, so I need a good dinner tonight. And they'll wake up bright and early and I'll drive over, see my buddies in Indiana at Purdue University. Mm-hmm. And so I made myself some delicious spaghetti bolognese with this ground meat. And as I was cooking it, I had a little bit of a thought where I was like, smells different. It doesn't smell bad, but it smells different. That's weird. But that's not going to stop me from enjoying my cheap dinner. And then I was eating it and I was like, tastes different.
Bud.
But
I don't like where this is going.
I ate the whole thing because I needed some delicious, hearty dinner for my big road trip in the morning. It's fine. Ate it up, played some video games, whatever, went to bed, and woke up the next morning bright and early at like, I don't know, 10 o'clock, whatever was early for me when I was in college, and hopped in my car and started on my way. It was like a few-hour drive from Cincinnati over to where my buddies were at school. And I started, you know, had some tunes on in the car, whatever, cruising on the highway. And if you've ever driven from Cincinnati, like through Indianapolis up to, where is Purdue? What is that city called? West Lafayette? Is that a thing?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's the one.
If you've ever done that drive, there's fucking nothing in Indiana. Like, there's huge stretches where it's cornfields and nothing. No gas stations, no bush, like, nothing. Like, flat fields and a road.
That is a lot of the Midwest, though. Like, even Ohio, if you aren't in one of the major cities, is mostly just flat cornfields.
Yeah. That's true. There is a lot of that. I've driven from Cincinnati to Iowa a few times. A lot of that drive is kind of like that. There's nothing going on, which is kind of nice. Not a huge deal. Unless when you're right in the middle of one of the most desolate stretches of the drive, you start to get a little flippity floppity action going on in your lower stomach regions. I don't know if you guys have ever had body shakingly violent diarrhea, but have you ever experienced the start of that? Is this...
Yeah, I'm sure we all have.
You know, you're just sitting there, and just something inside of you is just kind of like... and you just start to get that feeling, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I was trying to listen to my body. I was trying to let it tell me what it needed and be a responsible caretaker, but there was nothing. I swear to God, there weren't even exit ramps. It was a straight highway for hundreds of miles that you could not get off of for any reason. I couldn't find a gas station. And I'm sitting here, time is passing, half an hour passes, the flip-flops in my stomach are getting more aggressive. It's feeling like it's wanting to go somewhere, right? It wants out. And I just can't find a gas. I can't find a gas station or anything. A rest stop, nothing. Beads of sweat start forming on my forehead. I'm by myself in the car, but I'm out loud. I'm just like, come on. Like talking, pepping myself up, trying to hold it in. It's getting bad. It's getting desperate. Uh-huh. I considered pulling off and just running into the ditch on the side of the highway just seeing what happened. Because I don't want to get it inside my car or inside my pants. That would be embarrassing.
Yeah.
That would be terrible if that happened. And it just keeps getting worse. I finally get to an exit that looks like it's maybe near a town. It doesn't have a sign or anything indicating that there's a gas station or a bathroom. But I'm like, I got to get off here and drive towards a place where there's a toilet. Even if it's just like a house, I will knock on the door and tell them urgently, the shit is either going on your doorstep or in your toilet. Please choose.
Good God.
It's terrible. It's painful. I'm driving the car like squirming, like I feel like I'm about to have an alien burst out. Yeah. Finally, after I would say about an hour of not finding any place where I could stop, I pull off, I go, there's a little small town not far from the highway, and they have a gas station. And I'm like, yes, fuck, yes, made it. And it's one of those, I don't know if you guys have ever had this experience, where, and I didn't realize this until I was already inside, the gas station's like around back. It's like an exterior door to the building, you know? And they have like a key. You have to get the key from the guy at the gas station and then go. So it's the least convenient type of bathroom. So I go in and I'm frantically in this store, in this gas station, just like, where is it? Where is it? Where is it? I don't see one. I go up to the guy and I'm like, do you have a bathroom? And he must think I'm out of my mind on drugs or something. I don't know what he thinks because I'm drenched in sweat, panicked, clenching. Just, I don't look good, I imagine. And he's like, yeah, we got... Beth, here, you need the key. Here's the key. You okay? And I'm like, yeah, that's fine. Just give me the key. Take the key, scramble out around to the back. And this is where stuff really goes downhill. I'm fumbling with the key.
This is where?
This has been a great story so far. Happiness and joy.
Everything is contained up to this point, but at this moment, I'm approaching the toilet. I'm almost there. The pain in my stomach is just really intense. I get the door open, I get it closed behind myself, and I start, like, frantically grasping at my belt and everything. And there's an almost beautiful, almost enjoyable moment of release that happens right then. My pants are still fully on, and I'm trying to undo everything and get onto the toilet. And it feels just... it feels joyous, right? Because finally, the pain is subsiding. Finally, I get to do what I've been wanting to do for an hour. And it's relief. Until I realize that I'm standing in front of the door across the room from where the toilet is with my pants on. And it's bad. The relief quickly turns into absolute horror. Mm. And a realization that there's not enough one-ply gas station bathroom toilet paper in the entire universe to fix the problem that I have now created for myself. Turns out I was not the one who had the worst part of the problem. I told you, I had the kind of spoiled meat. I had never had frozen meat that really spoiled on me before. This was the worst, probably the worst case of food poisoning I've ever had. I gave it to myself. Thank God I didn't share that food with anyone. But I don't want to get this podcast, like, banned from, I don't know, platforms. What happened to that bathroom has got to be the most unholy shit that I have ever been a part of. I don't even want to describe it, but, like, I had to give the key back to that guy. Like, he's the only one working, right? It's a small town gas station. I had to walk up to that dude after having been in the bathroom for 45 minutes because there was cleaning that was attempted. I had to get myself situated so I could be in public. I left my underwear. They were gone. I never saw those boxers again. They were sacrificed. And I had to walk up to that dude after being in the bathroom, and he knew I was in the bathroom because he gave me the key. And I'm sure he was sitting there just like, man, I hope that dude's not doing some crazy shit in our bathroom. I hope he's not doing, like, drugs or something terrible. God. And I just walked up to him on the way out and literally looked him in the eye and gave him the key and just sort of nodded, couldn't bring myself to say anything, and fucking drove off.
Wow.
I would love to know that reaction that guy had. I can't imagine.
I also don't imagine it might have been the worst thing he ever encountered, judging by Wade's experience at UDF, but...
I don't know, man. It was everywhere.
A demon was purged from me that day.
Well, I don't want to be too graphic. I gross myself out, but, like, it wasn't one movement, right? It wasn't one bowel movement. So, like, the first accidental, uncontrollable release with my pants on was really unfortunate and was gross. But there were subsequent moves where I was like, okay, if I move very carefully, I won't have any leakage or seepage. And I get to the toilet, and then it didn't... There's the outside of the toilet, the floor, the wall behind the toilet.
What?
Then I was trying to clean myself and things, right? So I used the sink and just...
We had this conversation before, and it was the situation where we were like, how? Wade and I were like, how could this happen? And you had the answer the whole time. That's how.
There's no way that every other person who's done this to a bathroom gave themselves food poisoning and had the most violent diarrhea they've ever experienced in their entire life.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
I don't believe it.
That was a singular experience. No. It cannot be. Food poisoning is too common. I, in Canada, gave myself food poisoning because I cooked meatloaf, and it was fine when I cooked it, but I left the meatloaf in the fridge for 10 days.
Oh.
And 10 days later, I came back uncovered, by the way. I did not have any Tupperware at this place I was staying at. And I came back to it, and there were weird white spots on it. But I said, hey, if I microwave it enough...
What?
If I microwave it enough...
What?
I said, if I microwave it enough, maybe it'll probably be okay. But apparently that's not how the toxins that become present in food after it spoils works. You can't cook them away from having existed in the first place.
This meat is green, but if I grill it till it's charcoal black, I know it'll be edible.
Yeah, and thankfully my body purged that shit before it got through me. And in that night, I threw up so violently that I burst blood vessels in my face. Like, I came in, I was shooting, you know, The Edge of Sleep, and when I came, the makeup person looked at me the next day and was like, "What happened to you?" And I said, "I don't know, please help me cover it up or something." Like, all around my eyes, there were just red splotches, and like, one blood vessel in my eye was kind of burst, but it was thankfully okay up there. But just like, you are not the only person that has ever had this curse befall you.
But you were at home. But and you weren't trapped in a car on a highway in the middle of an empty state.
But if my body had processed it enough, I would have been on set and had to, like, in the middle of the take, go and then run off set into the nearest bathroom. And we were at a location that was not what we were actually shooting at. We were trying to make, like, this airport into a hospital, and I would have had to sprint through security and, like, go for the nearest bathroom. Like, it would not have been okay.
I don't know, man. This, for me, this is like etched into my memory. Like, this was over a decade ago, and I go to the bathroom every day, and I've had some doozies. I've had some stomach troubles. I've eaten some stuff that didn't sit right. I've had all kinds of experiences on the toilet and with myself. This is not even in the same ballpark as any other stomach issue, bathroom issue, diarrhea issue I've ever had in my life. It was like I gave birth to the nastiest, juiciest baby that's ever existed. I don't know, man. There's no way there's people just walking around and going to Jimmy John's and like, whoop, insane food poisoning.
Have you never been the guy that walks into the bathroom and like, you think you're the only person in there, and you're like standing at the urinal or something, and then like from behind you realize there's one closed stall as you hear like a and it's just like the sound of war in that stall?
I've been both of those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not that uncommon, though. And I don't know about the ladies' room, but the men's room, it always looks like that guy has been in there and destroyed the bathroom.
Mm. I don't know. Maybe I'm underselling it. It was, I could not stop my body from expelling that stuff. I've never experienced that before. I'm an adult. And like, I've been in situations where I couldn't go to the bathroom for hours. And I just sit there and you're just like, well, it's kind of, this hurts. My stomach really hurts, but I'll be fine. I'll make it to the bath. That was like, I was battling a demon and I lost and it killed me.
And then it put me back together after it scooped out everything within me and placed it on the walls.
I walked out of that quick stop bathroom a husk of a human. So dehydrated that I nearly deflated. I don't know, man.
I lost 30 pounds in the 15 minutes I was in there.
I call it my stank meat diet. You want to cut weight? You need to lose 30 pounds by tomorrow? Just get some spoiled meat and go nuts with it, man.
God, that reminds me of the sugar-free gummy bears that you can buy off of Amazon.
Oh,
do you guys know
dangerous about
that?
Yes.
No.
Oh, wait, you don't know that? Uh-uh. Okay, forget I said anything.
Wait, you should get a whole bag and just eat them all and see what happens.
Yeah, they come in 5-pound bags just to have at it. Oh, no, they're currently unavailable. We don't know when or if this item will be back in stock.
I don't think I want to eat these after you guys have been encouraging it. What happened?
No, it'll be fun. You got all these new toilets. You got to break them in.
Here, let me read this. God. And because this is just how your experience, Bob, cannot be like singular, because I will read the top review right now on this thing, and there are, let me count them, 1,359 reviews, all of the same story. And I quote from Amazon customer, "I purchased these gummy bears thinking, sounds like a nice purchase, 5 pounds of delicious candy for a decent price, can't go wrong. Unfortunately, I had to learn the hard way. It can go very wrong. Within 15 minutes of consuming these high-powered laxatives, my stomach was making noises that I should have seen as a message from God warning me, you should turn back around and go home. I excused the funny feeling in my stomach as I was on a mission to replace a Keurig machine that broke from Walmart. Yes, I said it, Walmart. As I parked my car, I felt my stomach growing more agitated by the minute, making gurgling noises that struck me as unusual, but I proceeded into the store as I really wanted a new coffee machine. Dot, 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 all caps, God help me! As my situation had just gone from a, on a 1 to 10 scale, beginning with a 3, to an instant 12, I said out loud, fuck the Keurig, and I ditched my cart and went running all the way to the opposite end of the store to the bathroom, while what sounded and felt like I had firecrackers exploding in my underwear. People were pointing at me while their kids were laughing, and I finally made it to the bathroom to find one stall available. The handicapped stall. I was simultaneously crying and pulling my pants down. I jumped on the seat, not realizing it was literally covered in urine as I began opening the floodgates. Realizing the evil that moments prior had begun rearranging my insides, I realized after the fact that there was no seat paper, and I began holding on for dear life while begging God to kill me. Sounding off gunshots out of my ass that most likely had people running out of the store. End quote. So, Bob, okay. I would love for you to have had a singular experience, but there is no way.
That both resonates with me and sounds very familiar.
I mean, have I told the story about the apple juice?
The apple? No.
The what?
So, a friend and I used to go play basketball like every day, year round, at this neighborhood basketball court. And I always had this big water bottle. And obviously, it was always usually full of water. But I forgot to bring my water bottle. And we were up there playing basketball for several hours. And we walked back to my mom's house afterward. And I went to open the fridge to get, like, this pitcher of water to pour into a glass. And there, next to the pitcher of water, were two containers of apple juice. Like, two of the big, I don't know if they're gallons or half gallon, how much it is, but, you know. So I looked at it, and I was like, oh, I'm really thirsty. I should get water, but this apple juice looks really good. And I poured a glass, drained it. I wanted some more. I poured another glass, drained it. I don't know that I went through both containers of apple juice, but I went through at least one and maybe two containers of apple juice. I can't remember at this point.
Goddamn.
And I had plans to go stay at a friend's house that night. So this is probably like, I don't know, 4 or 5 p.m. I go over to a friend's, and he pulls out his old PlayStation 1. We get the original Diablo out and we start playing, and we're listening to like the creepy, eerie music and like the swinging and the dude's stupid lines. And all of a sudden my stomach so loud that we could no longer hear the TV. And I was like, oh, I didn't feel very good. And he's like, you all right? I was like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that was. Keep playing. He turns on like some music or whatever in the background. My stomach. And all of a sudden, it just doesn't stop. Like, for an hour, it just makes all this noise. I don't have to go to the bathroom or anything. I just am sitting there unable to hear the TV or the music or even my friend over the noises my stomach is making. And I was a little bit worried. I was like, oh, God, this can't possibly end well. But nothing came of it. We went to go lay down, go to sleep. The moment I laid completely flat, my body let me know that I was not going to be okay. And my friend went to sleep. I spent most of the night on his toilet, and I don't want to go into detail, but I also didn't leave their bathroom looking very pretty.
Uh-huh.
So moral of the story, do not substitute water with apple juice if you're going to drink a metric shit ton.
Yeah.
Why would apple juice make your stomach so upset? I mean, it's sugary, but like...
I just Googled, and there's lots of reports of where way too much apple juice or drinks that are high in sugar can cause intense diarrhea, just because it's just like the pure liquid, but also sugar. It messes with your entire system and just expels it out. It's very strange. I also just looked up why the sugar-free gummy bears were so bad, and it all comes down to this sweetener in it called lycosin.
It's the sugar alcohols, right?
It's not a sugar alcohol. Is it a sugar alcohol? It's a hydrogenated glucose syrup. One of the major components of lycosin is maltitol, which is a sugar alcohol. But lycosol is a hydrogenated version of that, I believe. And it's like any candy with this particular sugar is just a laxative. Like, that's what it is. And they discovered that, like, this chemical serves as an excellent laxative after all of these anecdotal things, because it tastes nice and it makes your whole body explode.
Oh, they taste delicious. They taste like regular old gummy bears, but they're sugar-free. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh my god, intestinal distress, trumpets calling the demons back to hell, guttural pronouncements so loud it threatened to drown out my own voice, 100% liquid, flammable liquid, napalm. I bought one order for Westboro Baptist Church as a donation, because we all know how much God hates irregularity. Grams of Lycosin increases frequency of bowel movements. In a 5-pound bag, there's 2,200 grams.
Oh, no, man. Oh, my God.
There's something to be said about your stomach making noises that are louder than what your vocal cords can produce.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no, that's no joke. I actually will say I have never shit in my pants.
No.
I've had some close calls. I'm talking like full on.
Okay.
Like full on shit in my pants. I've never done it.
Have you ever like you were running for the toilet and you like pooped on the seat or something? Like you missed
No.
because you were so frantically. No.
No.
I just everyone shits their pants, right? That's totally normal, right?
Come I have on. Not. Well, you just said you were a singular experience, but in my lifetime, like I've never full on shit my pants.
I have not either, I don't think.
It's not that I'm proud to say that. I'm sure at some point in my life I will definitely poop my pants. But to this day, I have not yet.
I have not either. I will say one of the worst experiences I had was relatively recent. I got some buffalo sauce from a place that I hadn't really gotten buffalo sauce from before. Really good, but it was really, really, really spicy. And something about the way they did their sauce, I don't know if it made it indigestible or if I just had too much of it, but I will tell you, on the way out, it felt like I was pouring hot sauce directly on my rectum.
That's
never good.
It burned so badly, and there was nothing I could do but sit there and cling on to the countertop and cling on to the shower door and just pray that the flames would burn out.
Man, there's this one dude on YouTube called the Fire Breathing Idiot, and I used to watch him a lot just because he just stepped up his craziness higher and higher, and the amount of spice that he would do. It got to the point he was like drinking pure capsaicin, just drops of it, just pure capsaicin. There's no Scoville rating for it. It's just capsaicin. And, he would talk always about how he had like toilet paper in the freezer.
Oh my God.
Ready to go. And I'm like, how do you live like this? Why is this your life? Like, I get it, anything for views, but oh, it cannot be worth it. Like, it can't be worth it. Also, is this episode like about pooping our pants, or is it just...
I mean, it wasn't specifically supposed to be about that. It was a challenge, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, I was just hoping you guys would one-up
me. I didn't poop my pants.
But I think what's really happened is that you've all told me that I'm not special, and I'm just a guy who pooped his pants.
No, we're all in this together is what we're trying to say.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I don't think we can one-up you either. I think you're not necessarily special, but I don't know that I've ever had a shitting experience as intense as yours was.
No, definitely not.
Oh, there's got to be. Don't give up. There's got to be embarrassing stuff or shocking things. I believe in you guys. You can do it.
I have an oh shit moment that doesn't relate anything to do. It tangentially relates to my intestines in one way.
That's fair.
I can keep it on theme.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I had woken up in the middle of the night, let's say, and I had intense pain. And I was like, oh man, maybe I gotta go to the bathroom or something. And I was like, oh no, that ain't it. And I sat in the toilet for a while and just like pain. And it got so bad that I had to crawl back to bed, like on the floor, literally, like I couldn't stand up. And at this point, I still had not considered the idea that I might need to go to the hospital. For some reason, just in my mind, that wasn't a thing. So I'm just like, oh man, this sucks. This really sucks. And I crawl back into bed. And this was many years ago now. And my girlfriend at the time noticed that I was in pain. And was like, what's wrong? And I'm like, man, only the most intense pain I've ever had in my gut. And she freaks out. And I'm like, yeah, no, it's real bad. Been going on for hours. And she's like, what? And so we go to the hospital and they do a scan of my abdomen. And they come back and they give me, you know, some drugs for the pain afterwards to make sure I wasn't faking it. They wanted to see. And they're going like, oh, yeah, no, your appendix is about to burst. It needs to be removed immediately, like within now. And so they gave me drugs and they were prepping me for surgery. And then the doctor, as a side note, said, also, by the way, you have a tumor, but don't worry about that right now. And it was exactly, you know, the JoJo meme of like the to be continued, where it's like, doom, literally like looking at this doctor like, okay, yeah. And like, it's as they're giving me the drugs for surgery to put me out. So I'm just like, what? And they leave the room and it's just like, they'll come back to take me away. But I should be like, I don't even know if I'll, they said, you don't even know if you'll remember it by then. And I just remember like looking over to my girlfriend at the time, like, what happened? And then I passed out and that was it.
God.
So that was my like, oh shit moment. Like going into surgery there.
Well, one, you would be so casual about a pain so bad that you're crawling around on the floor. A normal person in that situation goes to the bathroom. It keeps getting worse. They're like, oh, I can't stand up. Oh, God. And they're like, your girlfriend, help me. Mark is just like, oh, I can't stand up. Oh, fuck. I'll just crawl back. I'll just go lay down. Like just, I could like hear your voice. You're like, I'll just crawl back in the bed. It's fine. Like you get back in the shot of the bed over a sleeping girlfriend. Mark's hand, like a little zombie hand, just is like, I can absolutely see you doing that. Yeah, you fucking idiot.
I mean, honestly, you're not wrong. That's exactly what happened. And the only reason my girlfriend woke up at the time is because the bed was pushed against the wall, and I usually sleep on the side that's like against the wall. So I had to like crawl over to get to my side again because like I couldn't do my normal like hop in from the foot of the bed or anything like that. So I had to like. I'm sure she saw like a cryptid walking into bed, just like. But you know.
You know, Mark, pain is usually a sign from your body that something's bad.
No.
Yeah, you're fine. I mean, you survived this long. How bad could it be, I guess?
Now I look at pains more seriously, so I learned my lesson. Most people in other situations might not have learned my lesson, and my appendix would have exploded, and then I might be dead, but who knows?
There is that period of life where we feel like we're invincible, and it's like, oh, something hurts. Oh, I'm sure it's fine, and like you just kind of shrug it off. That there is like, I don't know, I worry a little bit more now than I used to, for sure, but... There was definitely a time where like I was like, I'm not going to go through that. The only thing I'm truly afraid of experiencing is a kidney stone. I don't want to go through that. That sounds so bad.
I don't know how people do that. That sounds terrible.
I don't either. I don't want rocks in my PP.
Yeah, no rocks in the PP.
No rocks in the PP.
No rocks in the PP. No. Did you guys ever watch, was it Deadwood? It was Deadwood. The show Deadwood. You guys ever see Deadwood?
No.
So in Deadwood, I forget if it's like season one or season two, but one of the big plot points is the saloon owner played by that awesome actor that I love, unless he's a terrible person. And I don't know. I haven't looked into it. And I'm always, why do I feel like I need to make that caveat about anybody these days?
Just qualify. Keep qualifying. Come on.
You know, that actor who is a really good actor. He was in like John Wick or something, but you know, I don't know his backstory.
What's the internet
like,
done to us?
Ian McShane,
he's,
guy,
oh, he's a great actor, unless he's terrible.
Oh, I love that guy, maybe.
I'm aware of his acting skills and nothing else about his personal life. I'm sure he's a wonderful person. I also don't want to paint him as a villain. I don't know anything about him. Anyway, point aside, one of the main plot points was he got a kidney stone, and then for like three episodes he's in bed just like, I want to die. And then the last moment of it, spoilers everybody, like he gets up as it, like there's a pastor there that's like, please, I'm begging you, God, save this man. And this Ian McShane rises from the bed like, it's time. And he stands over a chamber pot like as he's birthing this kidney stone baby, and it's just like plinks into the chamber pot with this echoing clink, and then also blood, and it's just
God,
it's a terrible.
This entire show is like about him passing a kidney stone.
Yes,
that would not have been my guess.
Yes, it is, and it is. It may not have been three episodes, it might have just been one episode, but man, it felt like so many episodes. Like this poor guy.
Is that why it's called Deadwood? Because afterward his penis was broken?
Probably. How could it have survived?
I just imagine, like, as the stone passes, it's like firing out of a wooden gun, and like just the tip explodes in horrific, awful pain.
Yeah, it like cut to his face, and then it cut to his legs over the chamber pot, and just this cannonball just like fell out.
we go back to shit.
Yeah, this has not been a pleasant episode for listeners at home, I bet.
A big thank you to our sponsors today.
No, but so seriously though, what the fuck was that doctor thinking? I mean, I guess they have an obligation to tell you, but like, if I'm that doctor and I'm like, okay, I gotta put this dude under sedation right now. He needs an appendectomy, or it's gonna explode. That's a serious problem. And he's like, it'll be fine. We're just gonna yoink your appendix out. And as long as we get there fast enough, you won't die. You'll be fine. Also, you have a huge tumor. All right, see you later. Like, that can't be the best way to do that.
I have no idea.
Because, like, I'm just imagining they put you under and you went into, like, you know, like, anesthesia fever dreams of, like, the tumor. It's like the Indiana Jones scene, but it's a tumor rolling down a thing. And you're just like, ah, I'll put it back. I don't even want the idol or whatever.
Yeah, God, I don't even, like, at that point, like, they didn't know what type of tumor it was, so it could have been, like, a teratoma or anything like that. And literally, I'm not exaggerating, that was the story. It was, your appendix is about to burst, we need to get you in surgery immediately. Also, you have a tumor, but don't worry about that right now. That is the quote. I remember it so vividly because it was burned into my brain.
Sure.
Don't worry about that right now. I'm like, well, how could I worry about something like that? Get me in surgery now.
You have a broken toe. We're going to get you a cast. You're also dying. We'll talk about that one later.
You got a hangnail? Real bad. Your lungs exploded? Don't worry about that. We need to get you in surgery.
We got to pull a tooth. Also, your heart exploded.
As they're like giving you the nitro, you start to go under. You're like, but you're a dentist. How does this go?
Congratulations. It's a baby boy. Also, your family's dead. We'll talk about that one later.
I don't know, man. I feel like there was a better way to go about that.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, clearly everything worked out for the best. So.
God, I love the fucking good news, bad news angle. This is my favorite joke setup now. Actually, no, it's bad news, worse news.
It's a baby boy. The baby boy, also your heart exploded.
See? Bad news, worse news.
Bad news, worse news.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
You're just going to 1-2 punch me like that, Doc.
Yeah.
This hurts my ego to admit, but that's probably a more singular experience than my apparently super common demonic diarrhea situation.
Demonic diarrhea.
Man, it felt like I was a different person. I don't know.
It comes out speaking in tongues.
Well, I mean, you gotta think, like, in human history, throughout all of us, before refrigeration or anything. Sorry, Bob, you okay? I mentioned a refrigerator. You all right?
How's your fridge?
It's fine.
How's your fridge?
It's fine.
Anyway, before refrigeration or anything, if someone was, like, starving, imagine someone, like, actually starving, and they come across, like, this carcass, and it's obviously not okay, but they're so hungry, they're like, it's either die or experience my very regular occurring horrible explosive diarrhea. And he's like, well, I guess I'm eating tonight. I always wonder, like, if you imagine who had the worst diarrhea and all throughout human history, like, where would you look? Like, at what point in time would that have occurred?
It's gotta be, well, I'm no historian, but it's gotta be like peasants, basically, right? My mind goes to medieval times sort of generally, but like, it's just gotta be peasants from every era, because they don't get processed foods, they don't get the high cuts of meat, they get whatever shit's left. You're eating like cabbage that was in the street, and the street is the sewer, by the way, in the old times. Or the street is just mud and shit mixed together that you walk on. I don't know. It's like, you know, it's horrifying. There's no sanitation for a long time in human history. But yeah, that must have just been constant.
Yeah.
If you were of a lower class, if you were a peasant or otherwise of like the low class in whatever era, you ate garbage. Ugh.
Yeah, absolutely. And when everything was run by horses, you know, like they don't really wait for a toilet. They just in the street. Not only was sewer in the street, but also the roads were powered by horse poop. Like, that's just the way life was.
Powered by?
Yeah, powered by.
Well, and like, humans have known what fertilizer is, right?
Yeah.
That animal manure is fertilizer, that's beneficial. Humans have not had running water. In modern times, they still basically put poop on food to help it grow.
Yeah.
It's chemicals and it's more advanced. But like, if you get like some organic lettuce, it very probably had some kind of manure or something as part of its, you know, process.
Yeah.
But you can wash that shit off. I get in the sink. I get the sprayer on. I wash every little speck of anything off of there until it looks like it's a nice, you know, dew covered, freshly cleaned. They ain't clean shit. Literally. They didn't clean literally. Shit. For hundreds or thousands of years of humanity's existence, there was no such thing as cleaning. Yeah. You just ate it?
They were just tougher than us back then. You know, we're so weak nowadays. We clean our vegetables. What we need to do is just go and actually grab the muddy shit and just eat it raw and toughen ourselves up again.
Are you my dad?
We do not condone such behavior, and also thank you, our sponsors, once again.
You're right, Mark. There's been a lot of diarrhea in human history. Mm-hmm. I just joined in that beautiful shared experience that is humanity. That's not even a sad story. It's a happy story.
Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't say it like the 25-minute mark, being like, hey, for all those of you listening, now's the part where we're not going to talk about poop anymore, because we sure did talk about poop the whole goddamn episode.
It's fine.
Throughout human history, billions have lived and billions have diarrheaed. Welcome to the journey through the human rectum.
It's like David Attenborough narrated, like Planet Earth style grand documentary, but it's just about how much diarrhea there's been in the world.
Oh my god.
Starts off in like the pipes of the toilet and you go up the diarrhea waterfall straight into the butt, and just all of a sudden,
at the end of every segment, David Attenborough is just like, and that is how humanity survived this period, even though everyone nearly died of dehydration because of all the diarrhea.
Ah, the Cretaceous period.
Now we move on to the 18th century.
God, wait, hang on. Sorry to shift courses. I don't know why I'm still going down this rabbit hole. I'm looking at Lycosin, and the creator of Lycosin has it on their website, and the statement for it is, Lycosin, it's a registered trademark. Maltithol liquids are widely used as a vehicle and humectant for syrups. And I'm like, the fuck does humectant mean? And I scroll down on the website and it says functional properties, excipient, humectant, vehicle. And I'm like,
what the hell is that?
The
mean?
Fuck is this liquid? Like, it's literally like excipient. I don't know what that means. Humectant. I don't know what that means. Vehicle. I think I know what that means, but I guess I don't know what it means in this context. Like, what the fuck is this? There's a product made by aliens and they're like, I can't believe they're actually doing it. Quick, make a website. Put some fake words in there.
Yeah. Some really creative, non-certified, non-official chemist was just like, yes, it's a great chemical. It's a humectant.
Mm.
Means that inside of humans, it ectentates them. And also, it's an outstanding vehicle. I know that already has a meaning, but in chemistry, it means something else.
It's exipact certified. No, that's a different word. There's excipient and exipact certified. Multicompendial. What? I'm reading these words. Nutraceuticals.
I love multi-compendial foods.
You guys lost me, and I'm still looking at Lucrimia, or whatever the hell you said you were looking at.
Yeah, it's functional properties. Excipient, humectant, vehicle. Other properties and benefits. Excipact certified. Multi-compendial. I'm like, I don't want more lycosin, Mom. I don't want to take the lycosin.
I want some apple juice.
Oh my god.
I'm craving some gummy bears, man, tell you what.
What if we combined it? What if we dissolve the gummy bears in the apple juice and just drink it all?
Oh man.
Been in Texas, been eating a lot of brisket. I need to clean it out. Oh. Dissolve the gummy bears into the apple juice, mix that into the bolognese.
Eventually, if you take enough different types of like laxative, they're gonna cancel each other out, right?
Yeah, it's like time. Eventually it comes back around.
Yeah.
It's not linear, it's circular.
Yeah. Also, I realize why lycosin shouldn't be in foods, because I'm looking at the applications and it says oral dosage for pharmaceuticals, lozenges, medicated confectionery, syrups, suspensions, and liquids. This isn't for food.
Why did this thing become the thing they put into sugar-free gummy bears? What happened?
I don't know.
Flavor.
Oh, God.
I mean, it tastes delicious. If that's what that chemical tastes like, then sure, I guess, but what the fuck?
Ah, they have another chemical called Neosorb, sorbitol liquid.
Neosorb is my favorite, like, Power Rangers thing they did.
Oh my god.
You know what their sword was called? The Neosorb?
Oh yeah, that's
no,
it.
I'm actually going to be doing some Pokemon Neosorb pack openings. I'm getting an early booster box.
I said Pokemon, I thought I said Power Rangers.
Oh wow, lucky, man. You got the Neosorbs? Aw, oh, man.
I only got the mannitols. Ugh. Yeah. Oh, man, some kleptos or berlitol. What is kleptos? Do I want to know? I want to know. Kleptos. Ah, not only is it an excipient, it's a solubilizer.
Solubilizer?
No.
Solubilizer?
Solubilizer.
Are these real words?
Yep. Solubilizer.
You could actually just be making this up, and neither Wade or I could tell. Even remotely.
Yeah. Excipient, solubilizer, stabilizer, I know that one, and a taste-making agent. That's it.
Does that just mean it has a flavor?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Go to a restaurant. What kind of taste-making agents do you use for your food?
Could I get more taste-making agents in here?
Or is this chemical just really fashion-forward? He's a taste-maker. He was carrying a man's purse before it was cool. He's a taste-maker.
Yeah.
Look, you sort of told the story, Wade. Is that your submission?
Man, we are up. There's been so much shit. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, whatever I said, yeah, you can have that.
Your apple juice story.
Oh, yeah.
I hate to shut down the chemistry talk, because I know that's just endlessly fascinating for you listeners, I'm sure. But I feel like we're crashing into the end of this bad boy.
Okay.
I feel like I've been humbled.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I was special.
No.
I thought that that bathroom and I shared something, and that whoever cleaned that up was kind of in on it, but not in the same way. But I'm not special. It's like they say in first grade, everybody poops. Sometimes it's liquid.
They didn't tell me that in first grade.
But I assumed my story would be hard to beat, and I think you guys proved me wrong. I gotta be honest. I especially think Mark proved me wrong.
But
hey!
I didn't give any points yet, I'm just saying.
Okay, never mind, I retract everything.
I liked your story, Mark, but that doesn't mean that you win, you know?
No, you know what? I'm willing to concede. I think Mark is shittier than I am.
But that's, I mean, that could be the title for this episode. Yeah, who's the shittiest? I thought I was the shittiest. And when you started your apple juice story, Wade, I thought you were going to be the shittiest.
I might have been.
And I give you points for that. A moderate amount of points. And then Mark had the very hilarious and only vaguely shitty story about his poor appendix that really just took hell of a turn. Still not shit related, but I would say that your surprise tumor as you were going under anesthesia, probably the shittiest story, Mark.
All right.
So congratulations.
Is that official?
You are officially the shittiest of the three of us.
Yay! Wait.
No, no, I agree. You should be happy about that. Nicely done, dude.
I think it's something to celebrate.
I don't feel too celebrational about it.
No, I think you did. I think you did a shitty job, Mark. Shittiest job I could have hoped for.
Okay.
You really...
I agree.
You really shit the bed.
Yeah.
Right. You know?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Crappy performance like that deserves a win.
All right, I want to end this by saying, remember how I said I'm a bad host?
Mm-hmm.
I still think that. This is a terrible topic. I'm sorry we talked about diarrhea for the last 45 minutes. I really didn't think that one through.
Disclaimer, put this at the end. Don't eat while you listen to this.
Yeah, put that right at the very end. Please don't have eaten while you had been listening to this. That's going to be the end of this one. Thank God I don't have to host next time. I might throw in the future just so I don't have to host again. I'm terrible, guys. But, yeah, listeners, thank you for listening. If you're still here, you really like poop. And make sure, also, you're following the podcast, or you tap the plus sign, or you're subscribed, or whatever. Wherever you listen to this, make sure it tells you, because every Monday there's a new episode, and you don't want to miss out, because you'll miss great content like this. It's just the best.
I don't know if this is the episode we want to plug our podcast.
Oh no, this is what you can expect. Let's get out of here. Oh. You can find Wade at LordMinion777 or some variation of that on websites.
Don't plug me.
You can find Mark at Markiplier on markiplier.com/YouTube or whatever your website is.
Don't look for us. Please don't look for us.
Don't perceive us.
If they stuck around for this long, I don't know if we want them to watch our other content.
I'm really sorry, guys.
It was a shitty episode, Bob.
Podcast out.